Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, inshallah, we will have the class number 6 of the purification of the heart, and the title of the class is The Hearts of the Winners. And today is 14th of February 2011, and at the beginning, on behalf of myself, my family, and all the Egyptians, we are all thankful to Allah, the most powerful, for his help, support and success for our revolution on 25th of January 2011. Nowadays Egypt is starting a new era where freedom, justice and equality are the rights of every Egyptian. At the beginning and at the end, all praise is to Allah, as he said in the Quran in Surah number 3, verse number 23. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. Say, O Allah, possessor of the kingdom, you give the kingdom to whom you will, and you take the kingdom from whom you will, and you endue with honor whom you will, and you humiliate whom you will. In your hand is the good. Verily, you are able to do all things. Allah is able to do all things. Allah is able to change all the situation. Allah is able to relieve all the hardships. So long we obey Him, follow His commands, and always have the intention to follow the right path. And inshallah, now we will start the class of today. And in this class, we will continue to learn about the characteristics of the believing hearts from the verses of the Quran. Today, inshallah, we will learn about these characteristics from Surah number 9, Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 71. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ويطيعون الله ورسوله أولئك سيرحمهم الله إن الله عزيز حكيم.
The believers, men and women, are
awliya.
Awliya. Of helpers, supporters, friends, protectors of one another. They enjoin on the people Islamic monotheism and all the Islam orders one to do, and forbid from all munkar, disbelief of all kings and all that Islam has. They perform all salat. All of it that Islam has forbidden. They perform ashalat and give the shakat and obey Allah and His messengers. Allah will have His mercy on them. Surely Allah is Almighty and All-Wise.
Today, inshallah, we will learn about characteristics which are the believers are helpers and supporters of one another. This is number one. Number two, they enjoin what is and forbid what is wrong. Number three, they attend to their prayers. Number four, they pay their zakat, that is to say their charity. Number five, they obey Allah and His Messenger. Today, inshallah, we will have the class about the topic of the love and loyalty as characteristics of the believing hearts. And inshallah, we will start by reciting Surah number 3, verse number 103, to know about the importance of love, reality, and support between the believer as a characteristic of the believing heart. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون.
And hold fast all of you to the rope of Allah and be not divided among yourselves and remember Allah's favor on you, for you were enemies one to another, but He joined your hearts together so that by His grace you became brethren. And you were in the brink of the pit of fire, and He saved you from it. Thus Allah makes His proofs clear to you that you may be guided.
Okay. And Rahim. So sisters, let us learn the meaning and the message of this verse of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching four rules in this verse. In this verse, there is a command from Allah for the believers to adhere closely to the bond of Allah. The bond of Allah is the religion of Islam. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually is commanding all the believers to adhere to the religion of Islam. And actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that when they will love each other and when they will live together as brothers and sisters, at that time this means that they activate the bond of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Islam, you know, Muslims are supposed to be brothers and sisters, and they have a bond. The bond of Allah is that they are all believers in the oneness of Islam, in the oneness of Allah. This bond is the bond which makes them to be very close to each other and to feel that in reality they are brothers and sisters and they love one another. Allah subhanahu, Allah the Almighty then asks the believers to remember how they were enemies. You know, before Islam, the Arabs were tribes fighting each other and they were enemies. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the Almighty, united their hearts so they became supporters and helpers to each other through the bond of Islam. When they become Muslims, they forget about their enmity and they become supporters and helpers to each other because of the bond of Allah, which is the belief in His oneness. Allah counts this as a great blessing and favor that He has done for the believer. This show how important indeed is the bond of Allah. It is so important that Allah is counting it as a great blessing that He bestowed about the believers. Also, Allah the Almighty then informs us that this unity is what saved them from falling into fire. As Allah said in the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, He joined your hearts together so that by His grace you become brothers, and you were on the brink of a pit of fire and He saved you from it. Okay? So this means that when they become united, Allah saved them from falling into the fire. Therefore, doing the contrary, which is to be disunited, to hate each other, to be divided into groups and to lack the sense of unity among themselves, this will cause them to fall into the fire. Actually, it is the fire of division in this worldly life, and it is the fire of the hellfire in the hereafter. We will learn now again, sisters, about the importance of the unity and the feeling that we are all one person, we are all sisters and brothers, we love each other for the sake of Allah, the feeling of the belonging to Islam, the feeling of the belonging of the belief, belonging to the belief of the oneness of Allah. And when you ask me, Sister Mona, who are your sisters, I will tell you, my sisters are all the sisters whom they are believing in the oneness of Allah, irrespective of their color, their race, their age. Okay, we are all sisters because we are having one bond, which is the bond of Allah, which is the belief in the oneness of Allah. Now we will read again from the Quran in Surah number 8, verse number 46, about the importance of being supporters and helpers to each other, and not to fight, because fighting will cause the weakness of all of us, and the actually the loss for all of us, and the destruction for all of us. Surah number 8, verse number 46. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تنازعوا فتفشلوا وتذهب ريحكم واصبروا إن الله مع الصابرين.
And obey Allah and His Messenger, and do not dispute, lest you lose courage and your strength departs, and be patient. Surely Allah is with those who are the patient.
Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that we must not dispute with one another, otherwise we will lose the courage and we will lose the strength. And we must be patient regarding the relation between each other, so that with this patience we can be always accommodating to each other, and we can keep the bond of Allah active all the time between us, the believers. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has many ahadith regarding the encouragement of the attitude of support, help, and unity between Muslims. You know, sisters, before clarifying these ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and because you are all reconvert or revert to Islam, inshaAllah, I need to clarify to you that in Islam, this is one of the rules of Islam, is that in Islam there is a bond between the believers. This bond is called the bond of Allah. Through this bond, we must all feel that we are in reality sisters for the sake of Allah, because we all have the same belief, we all have the same goal, we all have the same future, and we all have the same values and manners. And out of this unity, there is a bond. And through this bond, we can feel that, you know, we are powerful. I am not alone. I am not the only Muslimah having the head cover. I am not the only Muslimah coming to pray in the masjid. I am not the only Muslimah who fasts in the month of Ramadan. I am not the only Muslimah who don't eat pork, you know. So you need, as a Muslimah, you know, believing in the oneness of Allah, to try to strengthen the feeling of, you know, the belonging, you know, to the believers. Try to strengthen the feeling that I am a unit in a great body. And all of us are connected together, and all of us are sharing the same present time, and we are all planning for the same future. This feeling of belonging is very important for the spirit, because when you feel that you have a group of people, they are sharing with you everything in your life, you will feel that you love those people and you want to help them and you want to support them and you want them to be the best. But the lack of this feeling of belonging to the believers will make you always feel that you are lonely. You are not belonging to anyone. You don't have a plan for the future. And, you know, you are very weak because it is known that when people unite, they can be powerful. When they are separated, they don't have any power. So, as you are, inshallah, believers in the oneness of Allah, try to strengthen the feeling of the belonging, you know, to the believers. Try to strengthen the feeling that we are all sisters, in spite of the fact, for example, Regina is from... Regina is from where? Corpus Christi and Mexico.
Buffalo.
Houston. Before.
Mexico.
Mexico.
I'm from Boston.
Okay.
I'm from Missouri.
Both of you are American, and I am from Egypt, you know. So that Africa will be in, okay, and South America will be in. Okay, so, you know, we are from different backgrounds, from different, you know, actually values and manners and colors and everything, but we must forget all of this. When we become Muslims, we must forget all of this differences, and we must unite together with the bond of the belief in the oneness of Allah. And from that bond, we will feel that we are all sisters. We will forget about any difference, and we will try all the time to feel and to have the feeling of unity, the feeling of belonging, because this is a very important feeling for the spirit, you know, to feel that I am strong, I have a plan, I am not alone, I have, people whom I am belonging to, they are belonging to me, we can support each other, we can take care of each other, we can help each other. This is a very important feeling for the spirit, and this is part of the belief in Islam, is that you feel that you have a bond with all the believers, and we are all sisters for the sake of Allah. Not for the sake of any worldly benefit, not for the sake of showing off, not for the sake of any worldly benefit, but it is only for the sake of Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I clarified, commanded us in surah number 3, verse number 103, is to keep the bond of Allah as strong as we can between each other, because this what will save us, this what will unite our hearts, and will save us from the fire. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the believer to the believer is just like a building, its parts support each other. He also said, the example of the believer in the compassion and mercy, the example of the believers in the compassion and mercy they have to each other is the example of one body. If a part of it falls ill, the rest of the body suffered with fever. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will not enter paradise until you believe, and you will not believe until you love one another. Again, sisters, you know, if you try to realize the meaning of that hadith of Prophet Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or peace be upon him, he made a link between the belief and the love of the believers to each other. So when I come and tell you, you know, sisters, I am a true believer in the oneness of Allah, Sister Melissa can come and tell me, but Sister Mona, one day I noticed that you have a fight with that sister, and you have a problem with that sister, and you don't belong to the sisters, and all of this. So Sister Mona, you cannot be a believer while you don't love the other believers, while you don't forget, you don't forgive, you don't belong, you don't unite with the other believers. So, you know, sisters, we must realize the importance of the love between each other for the sake of Allah. This is a must in Islam. I cannot say I am a Muslimah, I am a true believer in Allah, and then when one sister will come and tell me, Sister Mona, can you help me to learn Islam? I tell her, no, I am very sorry, I don't have time for you. Another sister will tell me, Sister Mona, can you come and visit me? I tell her, no, I have my group of sisters out of the masjid, you know, and they are the ones working with me in my work, and actually they are different people. I belong to those people. I don't belong to the group of the masjid. This is, sisters, again, it's the belief in the oneness of Allah. You can have friends from all kinds of people, but you must belong deeply to the believer so that we can be a unit, so that we can help each other, so that there will be a real feelings between each other, the feelings of the belonging, help, support, taking care of each other. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the peace be upon him, said, you will not be a believer until you love for your, actually, the I will tell you the hadith, it is written about the brother, but I will say also the sister, you will not be a believer until you love for your brother or your sister what you love for yourself. Again, sister, this is a clear proof of the great importance of the love between the believers. You cannot be a believer. I can't be a believer except when I love that Melissa's daughter will have the grace, the best grace which I'm looking for my daughter. Okay, I can't be a believer when I tell you, sisters, you know, I love all of you, but I want my daughter to be the best one. Number one. All your daughters can be number two, three, four, none of my business. But Yosr must be the best. Yosr must be number one. This is, again, it's the belief in the oneness of Allah, sisters. Because when you believe in the oneness of Allah, you will realize that this life is short term. And the most important in this life is to pass the test of the worldly life, to forget about the selfishness, to forget about yourself only, to forget about I am alone in this life and I am looking for my benefits only. This is, again, is the belief in the oneness of Allah. The belief in the oneness of Allah, sisters, will make you to love everyone. You will love Muslims and non-Muslims, so long they are not causing for you troubles, because you will have a heart, this is the hearts of the believers which we are discussing. You will have a kind heart. You will have a heart full of compassion and mercy to all the creatures of Allah. This is the nature of the believing heart. But you are also commanded to belong and to unite with the believers so that the believers will have a strong community. So I cannot have the intention that in spite of the fact I love all the sisters, but still I want my daughter to be the best. This is cannot be the feeling of the true believers. And actually, last year there was a sister attending the class with us. Her daughter was with my daughter for the SAT exam. And her daughter got, you know, a higher degree more than my daughter. And Allah, the Almighty, He knows that I congratulated her from the depths of my heart. And I recorded this. And I said, her daughter is like Yusr. So her daughter was accepted in Rice University as if Yusr is accepted in Rice University. I am trying, you know, to push myself out of the selfishness behavior, you know, attitude. I am trying to keep myself with the true believers, to love for other sisters exactly what I love for myself, because I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept my belief on the day of judgment. Allah will accept my belief on the day of judgment when, in reality, I will be all the time struggling with myself to put her, you know, on the way that whatever the sisters are having, you know, good in their life, it is also good for me. If I am not living the same as they are living, but I am very happy for them. If there is something good for one sister, you know, which I can take it for myself, I will not take it for myself. I will give it to the other sister. Why? Because I want to prove to Allah that, oh Allah, I am a true believer. And you link the belief with the love for the others, what I love for myself. So, oh Allah, I am sending for you the proof that whatever the other sisters are having better than me, I am very happy for them. I am not jealous. I am not looking for myself to have the best of everything, because I consider them in reality my sisters. The success of any one of them is my success, and the happiness of any one of them is my happiness. And sisters, this is the cure for the spirit from the feelings, as I clarified of you, of envy, hatred, selfishness. These are the diseases of the hearts. How can I get rid of these diseases? When I always remember and when I always remind myself, Mona, your belief will not be accepted on the day of judgment, in spite of your praying, recitation of the Quran, all the good deeds, except when you train your spirit, or you teach your spirit to love for the others what she loves for herself. We have to insist on this point, sisters, and to repeat it and repeat it, because this is the only way that we will love each other. We will support each other. We will take care of each other. We will unite together. And at that point, everyone will respect us, because they will feel that this is a good religion, because look for the people, look for the Muslims, how they are having these good manners between each other. And also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu peace be upon him said, Allah will say on the Day of Judgment, where are those who loved each other for my sake? I will shed them today when there is no shed but mine. Actually, sisters, this is a great reward for those whom they love each other for the sake of Allah. What is the meaning of loving each other for the sake of Allah, sisters, practically? The love for each other, practically, is that as it is happening in the class. You know, every one of us is coming, you know, from a different part of Houston. We don't know each other in depth. We just meet in the masjid. We just meet to learn the Quran. We try, all of us, to learn the rules of Allah. And inshallah, we have the intention to practice these rules. And whenever there is anyone whom she is in trouble, we will try to help her. Whenever there is anyone whom she has a good occasion, we will celebrate it with her. We will be always having good feelings to each other, in spite of the fact there is no benefits between each other. We are not belonging, you know, to one group or to one community. No, we are different in everything. But the bond of Allah makes us to feel that we are close to each other, we will take care of each other, we love each other with no benefits at all. Okay? So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So actually, sisters, Allah is rewarding those whom they have these feelings. And you know, sisters, this is actually a very important feeling. Try always to realize that, sisters, since, and especially this for the revered sisters, since you believe in the oneness of Allah, you will believe that Allah is the only power. None of the human being is having any power. So why I will love the people for the benefits? So long I believe that none can give you benefit except Allah, and none can prevent the harm except Allah. If you believe in the oneness of Allah, you will believe that all the human beings are just a handful of dust. They cannot give benefit and they don't prevent harm. Accordingly, my relation with them is not supposed to be related to any benefit, because they can't do any benefit except by the will of Allah. So when you believe in this, okay, your relation with everyone around you will be for the sake of Allah. What is the meaning of this? Obeying the commands of Allah. Allah commanded me to love every Muslim, to say Assalamu alaikum to every Muslim, to support every Muslim, to take care of every Muslim. I don't know who is this Muslim at all. But for the sake of Allah, I am doing this, and to prove that I believe that none of them can give me benefit. None of them can prevent harm. But I love them to obey Allah, so that Allah, the only power, will give me the benefit. And Allah will prevent from me the harm. And because of that, for you, the revered sisters, you must believe in this. Even if you notice sometimes that we born Muslims are not always helpful or supporter, but believe me, at the critical time, inshallah, you will notice that we born Muslims change and become helpers and supporters. Maybe all the time we are not. But at the critical time, when one sister is in need, actually, and I have to record this as I recorded before, that there are a lot of mistakes regarding the born Muslims, regarding the obeying of the commands of Allah, but also, you know, for the truth which Allah will ask me, or Allah will question me about on the Day of Judgment. At the critical time, when there is a real hardship, the born Muslims always try to help, support, and take care of every sister, and especially of the revered sisters. And over the previous years, there were many sisters born a Muslim and a convert in hardships, and my fellow born Muslims, when I asked them to help and support and to collect money and to do everything, in reality, they did it up to yesterday. Okay, so I have to clarify to you that even when in everyday life we are not supporting and helping each other, but during the hardship and the difficult events in our life, you will be sure that we will help and we will support, because the bond of Allah is still in our spirits. Maybe it is not activated, but it will be activated at the time of hardship. So try all the time to have this feeling of the belonging, you know, to the sisters and brothers in Islam, inshallah, so that you will have all this reward which I am mentioning in this class. And forget about the negative, because you need to be positive, because you need to have the reward from Allah. As Allah is clarifying here that when we love each other for the sake of Allah, Allah will give us the shade on the Day of Judgment. I have to clarify to you that the Day of Judgment is the longest day ever known. And the Day of Judgment is the toughest day. Why? Because the sun will become very close to the earth, and everyone will be looking for a shade to protect her from the heat of the sun. There will be no shade on the Day of Judgment, the very long day, except for those whom Allah gives them the shade. And from them are those Muslims whom they love each other for the sake of Allah. Accordingly, if you just come to this class to feel that you love each other for the sake of Allah, okay, looking for the shade on the Day of Judgment, this is enough for you to attend a class like this. So that on the Day of Judgment, you will say to Allah, "Oh Allah, I want your shade." And my proof is that I was going to a class with sisters from different background, but we love each other, we attend together, we have good feelings. So, oh Allah, I actually deserve to have the shade on the Day of Judgment. And you know, sister, this is the depth of the belief in Allah. The depth of the belief in Allah is that it will give you a lot of blessings, which you can never imagine. But when you will have the knowledge, you will appreciate, you know, some issues in your life which you are not aware of. None can believe that coming to the class, very simple issue, for 45 minutes or 1 hour will give me a shade on the Day of Judgment. You see, sisters, and again I want to tell you one thing. Yesterday, actually, I was exposed to very hot water suddenly on my face. And my face, yes, believe me, you know, I was not aware that the water is very hot, burning, you know, and my face was about to be burned in 1 second. And you can't imagine, sisters, I start to cry from the heat of the Day of Judgment and the heat of the hellfire. And I said to myself, and Allah knows, because this was in the middle of preparation of this class, I will love from the depths of my heart all the Muslims and all the sisters and brothers in Islam, because I want Allah to give me the shade on the Day of Judgment. Because I will not be able to tolerate the heat of the sun. You know, because the heat of the sun on that day, and actually the heat of the hellfire, is to the power of 70. Power of 70 to the worst or the heat on the earth. So try to imagine what we will be exposed to. Try to imagine, sisters, it will be a very tough situation on the Day of Judgment. If you will notice that there are some sisters whom they have the shade of Allah because they love each other for the sake of Allah, and you don't have that shade, it will be too late for every one of us. So let us from today try to have this feeling deep in our spirits. I love all the sisters. I will support. I will help as I can. And you must be sure that you are the winner, because inshallah you will win a lot of blessings, which I will clarify to you more and more about it now. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu peace be upon him said, whoever relieves a calamity that has struck a believer in this world, Allah will relieve for him one of the calamities of the Day of Judgment. And whoever makes things easy for a person in trouble, Allah will make his matters easy in this life and in the hereafter. And whoever shields the faults or cover the faults of a Muslim, Allah will cover his faults in this world and in the hereafter, and Allah will help and support his servant as long as he is helping and supporting his brother and sister. Okay, so again, sister, this hadith is a very encouraging hadith for every believer to help, support, relieve calamity, and cover the faults of her sister in Islam. Allah, the Most Merciful, is rewarding those good believers who feel the feelings of their sisters. Allah is rewarding them with a great reward in the hereafter. Again, sister, I must clarify to you the meaning of this hadith in depth, so that inshallah, all the time, you remind yourself, okay, you remind yourself with the need to help, support, cover the faults of other Muslims, okay? We must realize that on the Day of Judgment, again, sisters, every Muslim person will be looking for good deeds to be her way to the paradise. After, the sun will become close, and everyone will be actually looking for the shield from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the time of judgment will come, and everyone will be looking for good deeds to save him from the hellfire, or save her and to send her to the paradise. At that moment, everyone will be actually trying to remember the good deeds, so that I am assured that inshallah, when Allah will start to question me and Allah will revise my records, I am sure inshallah that my records are full of good deeds which can save me on the Day of Judgment. Okay? Again, sisters, at that day, you can find, you know, a lot of good deeds which you don't know how you have it. Okay? And you can say to Allah, oh Allah, I don't know why I have all of these good deeds which are related to my prayer, to my fasting, or to my zakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inform you that these are the good deeds which you are having on the Day of Judgment in compensation for all your help, support, relief of calamities which you were doing for your sisters in Islam while you were in the worldly life. So again, sisters, try to compare how great is the reward if you compare it with the very simple, you know, actions or deeds of help, support, saying good word, trying to smile to your sister. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a great reward. Maybe while we are in the worldly life, we are not appreciating. Okay? I will say, I can't imagine these good deeds, what will happen, all of this. This is not clear for me. But again, sisters, when inshallah you become close to the Quran, when you will realize in reality that there is a Day of Judgment and there is a reward and there is punishment and the hellfire is there and the paradise is there, at that time you will realize how great is the reward of Allah for those whom they all the time try to live the belief that we are all one body. We are all in reality sisters in Islam, taking care of each other. When someone will come and tell me, I want to tell you so and so about Regina, I will tell her, no, never. Don't tell me anything. Number one, don't mention to me anything about her. She's my sister. Number two, stop. Stop spreading bad words about Regina, for example, because she is my sister. I have to cover. Well, then when Regina will come and tell me, Sister Mona, did anyone tell you anything about me? I tell her, never. How, Regina? This will never happen. You are my sister. I will defend you all the time. I will not have this attitude, sisters, if I don't believe that she is in reality my sister. I will not care. If I don't believe that Regina is my sister, someone will come and say anything, as usual, as most of the people are doing, none of my business. Maybe they will become upset if I, you know, defend Regina. But sisters, this is against the belief in Allah. This is very serious attitude, okay? Whenever someone will come and, you know, try to, you know, say bad words or, you know, whatever people are doing, you know, not a good attitude with others, okay, try all the time to say, I don't like to listen, I don't accept, we are all sisters. If you have good words about the sister Regina, say it. If you are not agreeing with sister Regina for some points, go and say it to her in her face. Go and discuss it with her. Don't, you know, come and say bad words about her because I will not accept it. If everyone in the Muslim community will have this attitude, none will say any bad word about the others. Because we will all realize that there is no one who will listen to me. Because everyone believes that we are sisters and everyone doesn't agree ever to listen to bad word or to have bad attitude or try to make problems for other sisters. It is the opposite, sisters. We want to help, we want to support, we want to take care of each other. And again, you are the winner. Not the sister whom you help her in the worldly life, she is the winner, no. That sister whom you helped her in the worldly life, you helped her in this short life, okay? But you will have the reward for your help in the hereafter, in the eternal life. Allah will give you a lot of reward. So we must believe in the rule that when you help others, in reality you are helping yourself and you are the winner. Because your reward is so great if you compare it with what you do with other sisters. This sister must be very clear in the spirit of every one of us. Because unfortunately, while we are healthy, while we are strong, while we are wealthy, while we are in a good shape, we always forget about all of this. But when we become sick or ill or at the end of our life, we will start to remember that, oh, now I may die at any time. I want to be sure that I have a lot of good deeds. So now let me help the sisters. Let me give more charity. Let me be nice to them. Allah subhanAllah, the Almighty, doesn't accept this because it is not for His sake. You know, it is now you are playing a game, okay, to try to save yourself. Allah only accepts the deeds which are for His sake. No benefit. Okay, so again and again, sisters, let us realize the importance. This is a very important rule in Islam, which we always forget because of our, love for the worldly life enjoyments. But unfortunately, every one of us will die one day. Every one of us will meet Allah subhanahu as the Almighty. Every one of us will be on the Day of Judgment. Every one of us will be looking for one good deed. And as Allah mentioned in the Quran, that on the Day of Judgment, every one of us will run after her relatives. I will run after my daughter to tell her, can you give me one good deed, please? And she will tell me, no, mama, I want your good deed. On that day, we will forget about our relations, okay? And everyone will be looking for one good deed to save her from the hellfire. So now, all praise to Allah, we have the opportunity while we are here in the worldly life to have a gate to the paradise through the love, support, unity between your sisters in Islam. Prophet Muhammad, again, sister, we must realize that when you help, support, relieve the calamity, and unite with your sisters, you are not giving them a favor. In reality, you are giving the favor to yourself, and you are collecting a lot of good deeds for the most serious event in our life, the Day of Judgment. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, also told us how to become the most beloved to Allah. Because there was a question. There is a question. Would you like to be one of those the most beloved to Allah? The way to achieve this is to help people, bring them, number one, to help the people, to bring them benefit and happiness, to relieve them of their problems. As Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, The most beloved people to Allah are those who help and benefit others the most. And the most beloved actions to Allah is the pleasure and the happiness that you cause to enter the heart of a Muslim, or to solve one of his problems, or to pay off his debt, or to prevent him from being hungry, and working to help his Muslim brother is more beloved than to stay in the masjid for a month. And whoever strives to help fulfill a need of his Muslim brother, Allah will make his feet steadfast on the Day of Judgment. Again, sister, I will clarify to you the meaning of this hadith so that, inshallah, today we will have a new intention that, O Allah, I am calling on you to help me to have the feeling of compassion, kindness, love, and support to all Muslims, because through this feeling I am supporting myself and I am helping myself. I am having a way to the paradise. I will be from those whom you love, O Allah. Allah is clarifying that the most beloved action to Allah is the pleasure and the happiness that you cause to enter the heart of a Muslim. And to solve the problems. Okay, so again, sisters, you know, this is very important. Let us forget about the feeling of selfishness. You know, when you ask me, Sister Mona, are you happy today? I tell you, no, I am not happy. You tell me, why, Sister Mona? I tell you, because my daughter got grade B in biology. I am very upset. I can't sleep the whole night. This is a very big problem for me. No, sisters, I am supposed not to be happy that my daughter didn't get grade A, but this is not the end of life, and this is not my goal in life. I can tell you, sister, that I am not happy today because I noted that we are not, in reality, support each other. That there are some sisters whom they are in need, but I cannot help them. That we sisters need to improve our relation together. Let us, sister, get out of this feeling of myself, my family, my personality, my car, my house. This is wrong, sisters. This is because you close the circle of happiness for yourself. You are only happy when everything related to my is good. And you are not happy when everything related to my is bad. This is totally wrong in Islam. I can be very happy when Sister Shannon will be out of her problem. I am making the circle of my happiness bigger and bigger and bigger. So when you tell me, are you not happy because Yosri didn't have the best grade, I will tell you, no. This is a minor issue. This is part of my circle of intention. But because Sister Shannon is in a better shape, all praise to Allah. Sisters are memorizing the Quran in the Arabic class, alhamdulillah, and the relation is better. This is very good for me. Another sister whom she is very poor in Egypt, all praise to Allah. Other sisters are helping her. I am very happy. So now I can be very happy and have a circle, you know, of events which she can cause happiness for me. All praise to Allah. In spite of the fact my issues, you know, are not in the best shape. But still I am happy today. My happiness today, through the happiness of the sisters, will give me the power to take care of you, not to be depressed, not to be sad, not to be, you know, unable to face my problems. Because, sisters, when you concentrate only on your problems will overwhelm you. So you can be easily depressed, you can be easily sad. Okay, but when you have a big, a lot of, you know, when you have, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, when your priorities are not only yourself and your family, when your priorities are others, okay, you can be very happy all the time. So, in spite of the fact Yusri doesn't have good grades, but when I come to the class, all praise to Allah, and I feel that, you know, Sister Shannon is in a better shape, and other sister is in a better shape, I become in a very good mood. And when I return home, in that good mood, I start to handle the problem of Yusri in a very good shape. I was not sad. I was not upset. I have clarity of the vision. There are some problems. Let us handle it in a kind way. And all praise to Allah. The problem of Yusri ended by time. How it ended? It ended because I was in a good shape and clarity of vision while I was handling her problem. How can I have this feeling and this clarity? Because I don't concentrate on my problems only. I have other priorities in my life. And through that priorities, I am always in a good shape. Because one day, every day, I will have some negative, you know, points from, for example, my daughter, my husband, my sister, anyone. But at the same time, inshallah, I will have other positive points from other sisters whom they are part of my life. Because in reality, they are my sisters. And believe me, sisters, I was not living like this before. 10 years ago, when I was just a Muslimah, I was memorizing the Quran, and I was praying and fasting, but I was not aware of the importance of the love between the sisters, and to live your life for others, not only for yourself. All praise to Allah. Allah the Almighty sent me to America, and I started these classes, and I start to have sisters over now, more than 11 years in Iowa City and in Houston, many, many sisters. And I decided to live the love for the sake of Allah with the sisters, and actually to consider their problems my problem, and to follow the problem and try to solve it, and to get that sister, to help that sister. Okay? And when I started to live my life, you know, with this attitude according to the rules of Allah, all my family problems started to become very little. Not pressurizing me so much, because this is not the end of life. There are other sisters in life whom they have many problems which are more actually complicated than my problem. So I start to accept my problem. Then I start to face it with more relaxing attitude, because this is not the end of the life. If Yusri even will fail 1 year, what is the problem? There are one sister whom she's living in the street. There are one sister whom she is in a grade 4 cancer. There are many problems going on in life, and this is, sisters, the clarification that when Allah commanded us a command in the Quran, it is the benefit, it is the blessing, it is the mercy. So let us always obey the commands of Allah without discussion, but with the belief that this is for our benefit. Allah is not in need of everyone so that He will give us the commands of the Quran for His sake. Allah is not in need of anyone. Allah is everything. Allah is the will, the power, the ownership, and everything. But we the slaves of Allah, we are actually the helpless human being whom we don't have knowledge, we don't have power. Okay, we are the ones in great need of Allah. So whenever He will command me, Mona, go ahead and have the unit of between the sister, and have the bond of Allah, and try to relieve that calamity, and try to cover that fault, and try to help and support, I must believe that this is for my sake, and inshallah, oh Allah, I will live it. And when you will live it, sister, you will find a lot of changes in your spirit. And there is another benefit. Allah said in the Quran that whenever you will help others, Allah will help you. So through this attitude of helping, supporting, and sisters having the feelings, this is very important. When I come to the class and I notice that, for example, Melissa are having tears in her eyes, I am not supposed to say, this is none of my business. I have, inshallah, today a root canal in my teeth. This is more than enough for me. Forget about Melissa and her tears. No, sisters, I'm supposed to say,
am also upset that Bilal are having tears. But let me finish my root canal, inshallah, and cry. And then I will check about Melissa tonight. Yes, sister, this is very good feeling. You can't imagine it except when you will live it. You will feel that you are part of a team. You are not alone. It is not only Mona. Mona is nothing. Mona is part of this group of these believing hearts, the hearts which love, support, and take care of each other. So again, sisters, you must realize that your reward is great when you will love each other, because Allah will reward you, inshallah, on the Day of Judgment. Inshallah, I will stop here. Next class will be about the rights of sisterhood in Islam, inshallah. We will make the dua and see you, inshallah, next week.